Eric Burden, The Animals, 8:32 the time, 28 minutes before 9 o'clock, and a very good morning, Mornings with Ed, on a Thursday, and as we do each Thursday, we have the good fortune to be joined by our mayor, Bob Whalen, stepping in this morning. A lot of stuff to talk about. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. How are you? Good to be here.
Great, great. Now, are you able to hear the music on hold so you know it was The Animals and Eric Burden?
I did hear it was Eric Burden and the Animals, and, you know, there was that special not too long ago about all the music in Topanga Canyon, and I didn't realize how central the Animals were, Eric Burden and the Animals were, to some of that early music that came out of, you know, sort of the L.A. scene.
Right. There was great stuff coming out of the canyon. And, you know, since we did the takeover and you and your lovely wife Kirsten came in and did fantastic music, by the way, I now realize that you and I can talk music as well. This is going to be a cool conversation from now on.
you're the specialist on that, but it'd be fun to, it's always fun to hear you, your selections. You got a great program going there, Ed.
Well, thank you. I'm dying to take a look at your vinyl collection. As you told me about the last time we spoke, you got a pretty decent vinyl collection going on. But let's talk about some city stuff this morning. The public has invited this. I guess the first session is this coming Saturday. It's facilitated by the city for public input regarding the new city manager and the search for the new city manager. How is that going to work specifically?
So it's going to be a Zoom session. Gary Phillips of Bob Murray & Associates will lead it. He's the recruiter that we've retained to assist us through the process. And he'll have a series of questions, posed to people, sort of open-ended questions. But, of course, people can input whatever they want to input. But he'll be looking for, you know, what are the best qualities in the city manager? What are some of the challenges facing the city? What areas in particular, what strengths in particular do you think the city, a new city manager would need to have? And, you know, other observations that they may have about the city and the direction it should go in. So, I think it'll be interesting. The other thing he will be doing for people who can't attend the sessions, there'll be a Survey Monkey with the same questions available on the city website, I believe, or maybe on his website.
Okay.
He'll talk about that Saturday. So, we're looking for, good public input on all of that.
All right. And there are three of these sessions. The next one is Thursday, March 11th, and then the final one will be on March 16th. At any one of these, will the public know who is actually applying or who's in the running or who are the finalists? Do we plan to let the public know that at any point or no?
No, we and the council won't know either at that point. There has to be some confidentiality to the process because a lot of these people who will be applying are existing city managers, and they won't have informed their current council that, hey, I'm looking to move or I'm considering moving to Laguna Beach. So, right. It's like any employment; it's got to have some confidentiality through the process to the end.
That makes sense. I want to talk about COVID for a second. We've been saying here on the program that the next 30 to 60 days are the absolute most important since the virus hit us, because we're racing against variants with vaccines that are coming online more and more. Yet two states, and I'll say it, Texas and Mississippi, which are the lowest, just about the lowest ranking, respectively, as far as amount of vaccinations received for their population, they're opening up anyway. And a lot of people are saying that's pretty irresponsible. Knowing the pressure to open up, knowing the pressure that you get every day to open up, currently now San Francisco is opening up indoor dining, but they've got 22.5% of their population vaccinated. They're up pretty high in the numbers. But knowing that you feel that pressure, how important is it to get our opening right the first time?
Well, I think it's so important. We know why, because we didn't do it right as a state the first time last May. Right, we thought we'd turn the corner and everybody opened up, and we had the surge, and then same in the fall, we had a surge again and put us back down. I do think it's different this time if people do it right. You know, the everybody knows, you can hear it every night if you listen to Fauci or some of the other medical experts. You still have to socially distance and wear your mask, but you can begin to get out there and open up if you're smart about it. And if you're, you know, if you're vaccinated, it's better. But it reminds me of the guy, we've all seen those, you know, college football games or pro football games. The guy's running, you know, free and clear. He's broken loose. He's on the 5-yard line and he's hot dogging. And he drops the ball.
Leon Lett. Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl 27 against the Buffalo Bills. Leon Lett, man.
Good memory. I have the feeling like we can get there. We can get to a really great summer if everybody, like you say, the next 30 to 60 days really hunkers down and, everybody who can get vaccinated, and let's go from there.
Right. And just this morning, less than an hour ago, the CDC released new guidelines that, yeah, if you're in a room with other vaccinated people, they're still asking to wear masks for now. But that'll go away soon in the next, as more vaccinations come online. I want to talk about this coming Tuesday night. Are we looking to extend the COVID-19 emergency program for another 60 days?
We will. Because, you know, we're still in the purple tier, hopefully moving to the red tier. So there's going to be, you know, rolled decisions, and rules that still apply. Indoor dining will come back in to some percentage degree, like 25% probably in the red tier, and then moving on. So, yeah, there's still decisions to be made. So that will get continued.
Okay. And as I woke up this morning, an absolutely beautiful morning here, it's going to be that way all day, and just a perfect day to take a trolley as we move into spring and summer. What are we looking to do with the trolleys?
I think we need to evaluate, and what kind of use we might be able to have. We need to, I think, talk to the Orange County Health Officer, get some advice as to what he might say, you know, given where the county's trending. But, we do need to do a deep dive on that here in the next month and make some decisions about, summer. Maybe on a limited basis we could do it, maybe up some limited coastal route, but it's got to be safe. And if we can figure out how to do that, I think we'll try to do that.
Right. I think the nightmare scenario would be trolleys just jammed with unmasked people, and it's early June or something. Okay. The discussion you had with the members of Top of the World the other day was it a Facebook live feed or was that a Zoom feed? The Zoom feed you had with the Top of the World people. Mm-hmm. You talked about the neighborhood improvement program for the city to help improve neighborhood services. What does that look like?
There's going to be an agenda item coming on March 23rd, I believe. Councilmember Kemp, so Mayor Pro Tem Kemp, has been taking the lead on that. I've been helping a little bit with she and Sheree Dupuy, our assistant city manager. So I think the council is going to be asked to look at a number of programs, commit some additional resources, some of that additional parking money that we are going to be collecting as a result of, getting our rate increase through Coastal Commission. So, we're willing to put some dollars towards it, I believe. And, it looks like a pretty comprehensive package. And I think, we won't solve everything overnight, but I think it's going to help and assist and, move things in the right direction.
Okay, good. And the fire department and public works have identified properties for the weed abatement program. And I guess letters are going out to people that, need to cut back their weeds and dry brush and stuff. At what point, what date, or is there a date in mind that the city will now say, okay, you've had enough time, we're going to take it?
Yeah, we do that every year, and there's usually a page and a half list of properties to start, and I think we give them about 60 days, 60-90 days, and usually it gets down to just a couple of properties. But I'm glad you brought that topic up because this is just the routine kind of weed abatement, and we touched at our last meeting on broader issues, which really deal with defensible space and needing to manage the landscape, kind of prune it better. So people do need to think, we all need to think and look around and say, how could I maybe thin things out a little bit or get some more drought, fire-resistant kind of foliage and plants in my yard, so it's it's coming. The fire department's going to be putting out, you know, a real educational program to try to improve that. But I just, you know, we love the landscape in Laguna Beach. It just can't stay the way it is. It's going to have to evolve into a more, you know, drought tolerant, fire resistant landscape.
It just makes sense. I mean, really, when you look at something and you go, this is a no-brainer, it just makes sense. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. We will look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Look forward to it, Ed. Talk to you next week.
All right. We'll talk to you about your vinyl collection next week a little bit more.
Sounds good.
That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 843 The Time.